Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Understanding Child Anxiety Time, Tested and Proven Techniques to Help Manage Kids' Anxiety, and What Triggers It by Jay Jeffries is a practical parenting guide focused on recognizing, interpreting, and responding to anxiety in children. The book belongs to the self-help and parenting category rather than clinical psychology, and its purpose is to give parents and caregivers accessible guidance for everyday situations involving excessive worry, fear, avoidance, or distress. Its central message is that anxiety is not unusual in childhood, but persistent, uncontrollable, or disruptive anxiety deserves careful attention. The book emphasizes that well-intentioned parental protection can sometimes reinforce fear if it prevents children from learning how to face discomfort safely. Instead, it presents parents as active allies who can identify triggers, communicate calmly, and help children build coping capacity. Based on its description and available source material, the book is designed as a clear, action-oriented resource for families seeking early support before anxiety becomes more damaging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, distinguishing normal childhood fears from anxiety that disrupts well-being. A central topic in understanding child anxiety is the difference between ordinary childhood fear and anxiety that may require more deliberate support. The book begins from a realistic premise: children commonly experience fear of darkness, insects, unfamiliar people, separation, or new environments. These reactions are not automatically signs of a disorder because fear can be developmentally normal and often temporary. The important distinction is persistence, intensity, and impact. When worry does not fade after a short period, becomes difficult for the child to control, or begins to interfere with health, confidence, routines, school participation, sleep, or family life, the problem becomes more serious. This distinction matters because parents can either overreact to normal fear or underestimate anxiety that is becoming harmful. Jeffries positions understanding as the first step in helpful parenting. Rather than treating every anxious response as misbehavior, weakness, or drama, the parent is encouraged to view anxiety as a signal that needs interpretation. The practical value of this framing is that it gives caregivers a more measured response, observe patterns, notice impairment, and respond with support rather than panic or dismissal. Secondly, identifying personal triggers instead of treating all anxiety as the same problem. The book places strong emphasis on anxiety triggers, which gives it a practical structure for parents who may feel overwhelmed by a child's reactions. A trigger is a situation, object, environment, memory, or social context that reliably increases the child's anxiety. The available description notes that a child's anxiety may be much higher in certain situations, and that recognizing these patterns helps parents understand the child on a deeper level. This is significant because anxiety is often discussed in broad terms, but children rarely experience it in a uniform way. One child may become distressed around strangers, another may react strongly to school pressure, and another may fear darkness, separation, or uncertainty. By directing attention to specific circumstances, the book encourages parents to move from general reassurance to targeted observation. Trigger identification also helps prevent accidental misinterpretation. A child who refuses an activity may not simply be oppositional. The activity may contain a predictable anxiety cue. The reasoning behind this approach is concrete. Once parents know when anxiety escalates, they can plan calmer responses, reduce unnecessary surprises, and help the child practice coping where it is most needed. Thirdly, why shielding children from every fear can unintentionally reinforce anxiety. One of the book's more important parenting implications is its warning against excessive shielding. Jeffries acknowledges that parents naturally want to remove whatever frightens or upsets their child. This instinct is compassionate, but the book argues that it can sometimes make anxiety worse. The reasoning is consistent with a widely recognized principle in anxiety management: when a child avoids every feared situation and the parent helps maintain that avoidance, the child may receive short-term relief but lose opportunities to learn that fear can be tolerated and managed. And the child may come to depend on escape rather than developing confidence. The book does not appear to advocate forcing children abruptly into distressing situations. Rather, it stresses teaching them how to deal with anxiety on their own. This shifts the parent's role from rescuer to coach. The difference is important. A rescuer removes the feared experience whenever possible, while a coach helps the child build skills, language, and gradual confidence. The practical insight is that love and protection are not identical. Helpful support may involve staying close, validating distress, and still helping the child take manageable steps toward independence. Using calm communication and repeatable coping strategies to support self-management, Understanding Child Anxiety is presented as a guide to time-tested strategies, including communication tools that help calm anxious children. The book's orientation is practical, It is less concerned with academic theory and more concerned with what parents can say and do when anxiety appears. This includes using language that supports the child without dismissing fear or escalating it. Calm phrases, reassurance that does not encourage avoidance, and supportive explanations can help a child feel understood while also nudging them toward coping. The broader mechanism is that children often borrow emotional regulation from adults. If a parent reacts with alarm, impatience, or immediate rescue, the child may read the situation as more dangerous. If the parent remains steady and uses predictable language, the child has a model for managing discomfort. The book also emphasizes teaching children to handle anxiety independently, which implies that coping techniques should be repeatable and understandable for the child, not just imposed by the adult. The value of this approach is practical continuity. Parents are not merely solving one anxious episode. They are helping the child develop a small set of habits that can be reused across future situations. Lastly, treating early anxiety support is urgent while recognizing the book's practical limits. The book frames childhood anxiety as something that should be addressed promptly because untreated anxiety can affect self-esteem, health, mental well-being, and quality of life. This sense of urgency is a major feature of its positioning. The argument is not that every worry is a crisis, but that persistent anxiety should not be ignored until it becomes entrenched. Early parental attention can reduce confusion, improve family responses, and help children practice coping before avoidance becomes the default pattern. At the same time, the book is best understood as a practical guide rather than a substitute for professional evaluation or therapy, especially when anxiety is severe, disabling, or connected with other mental health concerns. This distinction protects the usefulness of the book. Its strength lies in helping parents notice patterns, communicate more effectively, and avoid reinforcing anxiety unintentionally. Its limitation is that it cannot diagnose a child or tailor treatment to complex clinical needs. The most responsible reading is therefore complementary. Parents can use its guidance to become more informed and responsive, while still seeking professional help when anxiety significantly interferes with the child's daily functioning. In conclusion, understanding child anxiety is most useful for parents, caregivers, and educators who want an accessible introduction to childhood anxiety without having to begin with a dense clinical manual. It is especially relevant for adults who notice that a child's worry is recurring, situation-specific, or interfering with normal routines, but who are unsure how to respond constructively. The practical benefit is that it organizes parental attention around observable signs, persistence, loss of control, disruption, triggers, avoidance, and the child's need for coping skills. Intellectually, it helps readers rethink anxiety as neither simple misbehavior nor something to erase through constant protection. Its most distinctive feature in the parenting anxiety category is the combination of trigger awareness with a clear warning about overprotection. Many similar books offer reassurance or broad descriptions of anxious behavior. This one is positioned around helping parents become steady allies who teach self-management rather than simply removing discomfort. It should not be treated as a replacement for professional care when a child's anxiety is severe, but it can help families respond earlier and more thoughtfully. Its value lies in giving non-specialist caregivers a practical framework for noticing anxiety, speaking calmly, and supporting gradual independence. If you would like to support Jay Jeffries, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.